Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Let's get to the Yankee situation yesterday. They won 4-0. But you know the situation here with the near no-hitter, if you will. This is the play in question at the time.
And a pitch. Breaking ball hit to the right side. We can do it again off of Paulie's glove. Fried was over there. He was doing his job. And it rolled up Paul's glove. And Simpson is aboard.
Now, that was ruled an error at the time, though I think Michael Kay on TV was pretty clear, thinking it probably should have been ruled a hit. But they ruled it an error. And then a few innings later, we would then find out.
Well, we've got a new development here, and what we thought was a no-hitter is not a no-hitter.
How do you change an error call to a hit 3 innings later? I don't understand it. Goldschmidt's error is now a hit, so there's one hit. Do you think Max knows?
I don't think he knows.
And that's Max.
You know
Fried.
What? I would think that you could blame Michael Kay on this. Because didn't he say that he thought it should have been a hit at the time?
He did.
The official score is probably sitting right there.
Right, exactly. Or somebody in the scorer's life is watching a game on Yes and go, Michael Kay's killing you. You got to get this right. I blame Michael Kay. I don't blame anybody else other than Michael Kay. Because obviously those two, Susan and David, they weren't thinking that that was the case.
Well, I'd have to go back and listen to, obviously the highlight we have, they don't really reference if it was a hit or an error at the time.
Well, Michael Kay was.
But I know. He was right on it at the time. Yes. I'll have to find out what Dave and Susan thought as it happened. I'm not sure.
But I blame Michael Kay for it. But then again, they got a hit. Tampa Bay got a hit a couple innings later anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, when they changed it going into the eighth is when they actually got the base hit right after.
So think Max Fried basically said, nah, screw it now.
Well, here he was. When did you know what was going on?
After I came out. So, yeah. I had no idea. I looked up and saw two hits. So I just... It is what it is. I'm just happy we got the win.
And he was very good. 7 2/3 of a two-hit ball. He gets the win. And the Yankee offense, again, you had 3 home runs hit. Grisham, Wells, and Bellinger. Bellinger drove in 2. And then you also had Aaron Judge looking like he might have hit a home run. They reviewed it. We saw replays that certainly made it look like it was a home run, but it was upheld. Here was Aaron. I don't usually play him, but here was Boone on the Judge foul ball.
The audacity of the call standing is remarkable. So it's a home run. And yeah, that's didn't go our way, though.
Todd Frazier said one thing during the broadcast that really made a lot.
He said a lot of things
during the broadcast that I liked. But this one I really liked because he said, those trees are in fair play. What? Where the ball hit into the trees. Yeah. He goes, they're in fair play.
Yeah,
if you look at it.
I don't know how they went and looked at that and then said they didn't have conclusive evidence. I mean, it's right there. There's a white ball going into the trees
and
on the right side of the foul pole.
From the angle that we're watching now on CBS Sports Network, you really can't tell.
It's right here. This angle, right here. And you see the ball.
This angle,
yeah,
right
that
there.
Angle, yeah. Yeah. All right, so. But where Todd and Michael are sitting, you know, obviously they know the field. Todd's been there 1,000 times.
Yep.
And if he sits there, he says, I don't understand how they could call that a foul ball when those trees past the foul pole are in fair play, obviously outside the building.
Yeah, bad call.
Well, and that's what Judge said.
Yeah, it was a fair ball. But that's why we got replay. It's not an umpire. It's tough in a situation like this where at a minor league park, you know, the foul poles aren't as high. So that's why you have replay. They have every angle. And that's a fair ball.
You know, he's a pro.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
He's just so much of a pro, so buttoned up. I'd be like, they screwed me.
They won the game.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have been a little bit more adamant if they had lost the game. But, yeah, he hammered that ball.
Oh, yes.
That was insane. I mean, somebody, I forget who it was after the game, said that was the furthest ball he'd ever seen hit in his life.
I think it was high up into the trees.
It's crazy.
So,
and what a shame that it wasn't a home run. It should have been a home run.
It was not. And Aaron Boone then got ejected on the strike three call. That really wasn't strike three. Yankees 14-8 with the 4-0 win. They will be in Cleveland tonight on the Fan at 5:30 with the pregame coverage. Clark Schmidt, the start for the Bombers. As for the Mets.
2-2 pitch. Lindor runs from first and a liner towards the gap at left center. Ciani hustling over. Won't get it. It goes to the wall. It should score two. Taylor is in. Lindor digging for the plate. He will score standing without a relay throw. And on at second with a two-run double is Juan Soto. And the Mets have taken a 7-3 lead.
Juan Soto!
In the bottom of the eighth inning.
And they would wind up winning 7-4. Hi, I'm Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio. Mets complete the four-game sweep of the Cardinals. Soto had he was 2-for-3 on the day with that two-run double, driven three, though, for the afternoon. Brandon Nimmo, the go-ahead RBI single in the seventh.
Did Gary say that this is the first time since 1986
that they swept the Cardinals in a four-game series?
Wow.
You are correct.
Know what that means. Did they do that back in 86?
Well, that's what it means.
Yeah, it means they're going to go to the World Series. We got a long way to go.
Not just go to the World Series.
Yeah,
right. They've been there in 86.
Yeah.
They've been there a couple times.
The last time they won was 86.
Okay. Here was Soto on SNY, the approach in that at bat.
For me, I go to two strikes. Definitely just put the ball in play and see what happens. At the beginning, I was trying to go yard, but when he put me on the holes, I just tried to put the ball in play. He made a good pitch, and I make a better swing.
And he made a better swing. That's exactly right. Another home run for Francisco Lindor, who was 3-for-5, 3 runs scored. Lindor ended the game Friday night with a home run, started this game with one as well. We mentioned Nimmo with the go-ahead single. Here he was on that big sweep.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, the fans really showed up, and the weather started to warm up for us, so that's been great. The guys played amazing, and we had a great series out here. So great to take care of business.
And now they'll try and take care of business with the Phillies as they will start the series tonight. The Mets are 15-7. Tyler McGill, Aaron Nola in the opener on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio at 6:30. First pitch 7:10. More on the baseball coming up throughout the course of the morning. I know Luis Arraez is out of the hospital. He had a big collision on a drag bunt at first base. They took him off, but said to be doing okay. So we'll have some other highlights. I know also someone got clocked 24-2. Was it the Red Sox? Lost to the Reds?
Orioles.
It was the Orioles. I knew it was an AL East team.
Reds, yes.
No, Baltimore lost to the Reds. That'd be cool, though, if Cincinnati lost to the Reds.
Yeah.
Split squad. Spring training.
I'm still working out the kinks, Jerry.
I know. I get it. I understand.